VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Benson here again. Have you ever given up on your dreams just because people kept laughing at them? Well, I'll let you in a little secret of mine. I nearly gave up on my music dreams before, because everyone told me that it was impossible to accomplish and laughed at me saying, I'm just daydreaming. And what did I do? I just kept on going until I accomplished it. Now I can tell them I released two of my own singles. The journey wasn't an easy one, but once you reached it, I can tell you it is the best feeling in the world, knowing that you accomplished something that seemed impossible at first. Don't ever let anyone bring you down with words. Hopefully the video for today can help you feel that you are invincible. Now let's take a look at the sentence of the day. No armor will make you stronger, faster, better. Don't fool yourself. Only one thing can take you from A to Z. You. 那这个的意思就是说,没有任何盔甲能让你更强壮,更快,更好。别再骗自己了,只有一个东西能从头到尾陪伴你,你自己。 Only you will be giving your best effort to achieve your goals, so there's no need to care too much about others' opinions and judgment since it's not even their goals to begin with. Okay, guys? Alright, that's all I want to tell you, so now let's move on to the pronunciation tips. So the first one we have is armor. 那 armor 的话,它有两个音节, R 跟 mer. 那我们前面的 A arm 是念 R, like the letter R 的音 R. 那后面那个 O R 有点 R 的音会变 armor, armor. Alright, let's get to the vocabulary words. 那我们的第一个词就是 armor. 那 armor 的话，它是一个形容词，意思就是盔甲。 那 armor is a strong covering that protects something, especially the body. 那 armor 的话的美式拼法的话，我们就是 A R M O U R， 这个是美式的拼法。我们来补充几个 armor 的相关的用词，就是 armor plated， 意思就是有盔甲的，或者是 armored car， 那就是盔甲车。armor 就是军战士。所以我们的，比如我们可以这样讲 ，The police put on body armor to defend the terrorist attacks。 警察穿上盔甲来防御恐怖分子的攻击。 OK， 下一个字的话就是 fool。 那 fool 是一个动词，它的意思就是愚弄或者是欺骗。So fool means to trick someone。 那 fool 可以以动词使用以外，也可以用形容词或名词来用。当做形容词的意思就是愚蠢的，当做名词的话就是笨蛋的意思。那补充几个 fool 的一些片语，就是 fool around， 那就是干蠢事或瞎弄的意思。 fool with something 意思就是使用有难度或危险的东西。所以比如说我们可以这样讲 Don't be fooled by that liar， 不要被那个骗子给骗了。然后我们下一个的话，它是一个 phrase， 那就是 from A to Z， 那这个意思就是说从头到尾。 So A to Z means something like to include everything。 那补充一个相像的片语 from A to Z 的意思就是从一地到另一地。比如说 The autobiography tells her life from A to Z。 那这个意思就是这本自传叙述了她整个人生。所以 A to Z 我们的话就是说 A 可能是她刚出生， 那 Z 的话就可以说可能说这个人过世了， 或者说她到 现在活在哪个时候， 那个自传那个 biography， 我们的 biography 可能说从出生到现在， 我们就用 A to Z。 Alright, that's wrap up for today's pronunciation challenge. In short, don't give up your dreams so easily just because of other people. It's your dreams, not theirs, got it? If I gave up on my dreams because of what people said, then I'm sure I would regret that I never gave my best effort. If you guys ever need a little reminder not to give up on your dreams, leave a comment and I'll give you a motivation boost. And I'll see you next time. Peace.